Blog Talk Radio.
All right. This is Politic Global. We're on tonight, Friday, June 19th, and we have some hot talk for you tonight with Dr. Kathy. All right. It's Alchemist, are you on? All right. So we're going to do some promo, and we're going to be back on in 2 seconds.
Thank you.
All right. So we're here with Politic Global. We're waiting for Dr. Catherine Emeriwer, who is affectionately known as Dr. Kathy, and we're going to have some hot talk tonight. We're going to talk about passion and how to bring passion back into your relationships. The esteemed Dr. Kathy is going to talk about all the things that she's doing over the summer, coming up in the fall. And we'll be glad to hear what she has to say. Call in with any questions that you may have. And hey. The number is 619-924-0977. Press 1 to talk. All right. Caller 678. Hi.
Hey, can you hear me?
Hi. Yes.
It's Dr. Kathy.
All right. Is Dr. Kathy?
Hey, yes.
Hi.
How are you? Hey, how's it going?
Going great. Welcome to Politic Global.
Thank you.
We are happy to have you on.
Thank you so much.
Dr. Catherine Emeriwer,
yes.
affectionately known as Dr. Kathy.
Yes, call me Dr. Kathy.
Certified family medicine physician. I'm so happy to have you on. We're going to talk about passion tonight.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, let's have some hot talk. Why don't you start, Dr. Kathy, by telling us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, well, I am a board-certified family practice physician. I really opened my practice in Atlanta back in 2000. And, you know, how medical school trains us, it's really, you know, conventional, mainstream. They believe in not only using prescription drugs, but, you know, they want to do studies and prove a lot of what they practice. And if you remember, you go back to the Bible days, go back to our ancestors. I mean, they've had all sorts of ways of treating us. You know, they didn't have to get approval or get it studied. They were handed down so many different secret, recipes to treat certain diseases. So when you go to medical school, you don't learn any of that. You just learn what they teach you. And when I opened my practice, it was, you know, at first I thought it was great because I was treating disease. But as time went on, I found that it was just not working. You know, my patients were still dying. So when I decided to change my practice in terms of integrating holistic and alternative medicine, it was just dynamic. My practice began to grow and, you know, patients lived longer, were much more happier, quality of life improved. So when you say, tell me about myself, that's, you know, the most important aspect of my growth. Growing up, I was born in Canada to a Jamaican mother and a Nigerian father. So growing up, I did have some interaction with, like, almost traditional, you know, village-like medicine. And at first, you look down at it. But later on, I found out my father was an herbalist and that he actually treated a lot of his, you know, family and friends using herbs and plants and leaves and roots. And I think that's where I got my interest from, and I would love to go back and find out different recipes that he has, but he's long gone, so that's going to be something that's going to be much harder to do. But what I have now is I've, you know, stepped out of the box, learned different ways of treating patients, not only with prescriptions, but by using herbs and vitamins and creams and sprays and all sorts of things that are more natural. But I still do use the regular medicines because I feel that, you know, depending on the state and stage of the disease, they can still save lives. So I integrate both practices and have had a lot of success and joy in doing that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we had a show last week where we talked to a holistic doctor, and you know, we're trying to get back to our roots, because what we're finding is that even the traditional medicines are derived from the herbal plants.
Yes, you're right. Some of them are. Not all. Some of them are.
Well, a lot of them are chemicals, right?
Yes, and made in the lab. Made in the lab. Some of them are made in the drug labs from scratch, and some of them are based off of plants and, you know, out of even rat poison. They have all sorts of things. Coumadin, which is used for thinning the blood, is made from rat poison. So, you know, I have so many patients that want to come off Coumadin, and I'm like, oh, okay, wait a minute. We've got to, you know, find out natural ways of thinning the blood and still, you know, pass the test that they have in terms of making sure their blood is thin enough. So there are different ways of getting off of medicines, but you've got to go to doctors that know what they're doing.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And I can attest that you do know what you're doing.
Oh, thank you, my love. Thank you.
So you have several health and wellness centers in Atlanta.
Yes. One's in Fairburn, that's south of the airport, about 15, 20 minutes from the airport. And I have one in Buckhead, off Piedmont Road. And then I just opened one in January in Alpharetta, which is really a new location, just starting that location, really.
Okay.
Planning to go international, planning an opening in New York, thinking of Florida, Miami, and maybe Canada and maybe Nigeria.
Wow.
Yeah, going global.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's what it's about. It's politics global.
It is. You really want to spread the word. People really love what I do, and when I meet patients love me because they know how dedicated and how earnest and how genuine I am when it comes to their health. It's not easy, but it's something I love to do. So I'm going to try and spread the word as much as I can and as long as I can.
Okay. Well, can you tell me about the Women's Empowerment Network? You've been doing a lot of...
Yeah, traveling with that. Lisa Nicole got some of her women together. So she invited me to be one of her panel members where I talk about different ways of empowering women. Doing one, the next one's coming up in Louisiana. End of this month, I think July, end of this month into July. And after that, she's got one coming up in Florida, then Los Angeles, and then back in Atlanta. Sometime in October, we'll be back in Atlanta. So it's just a group of women that talk and empower women, you know, along all walks of life, whether it's financial, emotional, you know, psychological. I try to come in from the aspect of sexual health. I'm a big fan of trying to improve one's sexual function because I believe that your sexual function is connected to your heart. If you don't take care of your sexual performance, your heart suffers. If you take care of your sexual performance, your heart benefits because it's the same circulation. So I'm really trying to make a movement where ladies and even men and couples are more comfortable talking about their sexual status or experience, whether they're married or not, so that they can understand what they are entitled to expect from a great relationship. And, you know, some of us are just shy about it and don't talk much about it. So I'm opening that door and trying to make people feel more relaxed and comfortable talking about their sexual experiences.
Well, yeah, you know, we have a long history of keeping that kind of secret behind the door, you know, behind closed doors.
Yeah.
And we do need to bring this out into the open.
You
said it affects your health.
Yes.
Yeah.
When the Bible
So what are some of the things?
They follow old school. They're very old school.
We follow old school.
They're so old school down here. It's like, oh, my gosh, no one wants to open the window. And I'm like, okay, Dr. Kathy's going to open that window. All right, get all the cobwebs out. Come on, let's talk.
That's true. You know, there are a lot of conservative people here in Atlanta where we're at. But yeah, but you know, yes, we do need to open that door because it's so important to your quality of life.
Yes.
So what are some of the things that I was reading about? There are some shots that you can take to enhance.
I heard about one where you can lengthen the penis.
And then I heard about one where you can, for women, where you can enhance
the G spot.
So can you talk about that?
Yeah.
Because we're talking about passion tonight. Yo, we're talking, this is hot talk.
Yes, I can talk about that. I actually have a hot talk show coming up in the summer on Thursday evenings where we talk in more depth about, you know, issues that women and men have in the bedroom. And I really get results because of the position. I'm able to go there. I'm able to actually practice what I preach. And that's the good thing about what I do. I get results. No matter what's going on, I will definitely get results. So I encourage, you know, patients to look for doctors that can actually get results. Being an MD gives me a license to actually do a lot of things that non-MD practitioners cannot do. So I encourage you to see someone that knows not only what they're doing, but that can promise results, you know, if not 100%, close to at least, you know, 100%, 80%, 90%. You want to get, you know, proven results, improvement in terms of your sexual relationships. So with the O-shot, which is for women, it is actually just a very natural procedure where I actually draw your blood. And when I draw your blood, I spin it down to get the growth factors out from that blood, your own blood. And those growth factors, I can now inject it into the clitoris and into the G-spot, and it will make it more sensitive, make it more arousable, so that over time, usually about 6 weeks, you have more sensitivity and you'll be able to respond much quicker and much more efficiently in terms of, you know, having an orgasm or climaxing. For the P-shot for man, it's the same principle. I draw the blood, spin it, get the growth factors out, inject it into the men's penis. And, of course, don't do this at home. Make sure there's a trained professional that's doing this. I was trained to do this. So you inject it into the penis, and you can increase the length and the girth, the width of the penis, by about an inch or two. So it's not going to make it, you know, magnificently long or big, but it will let it grow at least about an inch or two both ways. And not everyone do I recommend that for. I recommend that as almost a last resort because there are the things I want to do first. There are some supplements and herbs and creams and injections that I will use after I measure your levels. I'll measure your hormone levels and make sure that they're balanced. And if they're not, I'll balance them. And then after that, you know, if that doesn't work, then I might go further into the shots. But there are a lot of creams and nasal sprays and other things that we can use that might work, and you don't need the O-shot. But then I do have some patients that do need that O-shot or that P-shot, and that's the icing on the cake. So depending on each patient, I assess them and determine whether they need that or not. But it's been very successful, and it lasts for a very long time.
Oh, okay. So who typically would get the shot? Would it be someone who... talking about the G, the O shot for the women, right? Would it be someone who just wants to enhance their sensitivity, or is it just someone who is really having a problem? I mean, do you really have to be desperate, or if you just want to be more alive, so to speak?
Well, it's $2,000. It's not inexpensive. It's $2,000. So depending on the situation, it can be used in both situations. So if somebody just wants to enhance it, yep, I can do that. And if someone's having problems, yes, I can do that. But regardless of either person or either class or either problem, I still will do a comprehensive exam, do a physical, make sure there's no underlying reason why they're not able to maximize their orgasm or their G-spot or their sensitivity. A lot of it's due to medical reasons. And once you treat that, whether naturally or with prescriptions, again, I do both, depending on the severity, I will go along that, you know, line of treating herbs and then eventually go into the O shot. So anyone can get it as long as they meet the criteria. And when I see them, I'll determine that. There are
okay,
some.
Okay, well, you have the advantage, like you said, of being a medical doctor, so you can integrate both.
Yes. And some people have to go further. I mean, I do refer patients out that need to be referred out, so I will make sure that, you know, that's clear, that if someone has something a lot more severe, and I have seen much, much more severe cases, and you don't want to know all the grim, grim details, but there are some patients that have to be referred out, and I will do that if need be, but most of the time, it's just something I can handle within the practice.
Mm-hmm. So for men,
mm-hmm.
You know, who typically don't want to go to the doctor anyway, so we try to get our men to
uh-huh.
at least go for preventative care.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they're much shyer about their sexual
performance.
But
yeah.
it's so important because what I understand also is that if you have high blood pressure,
mm-hmm.
like that may affect yourself, your sex life.
Yes. Both the high blood pressure and the medicines can affect your sexual performance. And I'm noticing it in women and men too, more in men, but that's because
mm-hmm.
the blood flow is needed for them to get erect. But for women also, it can affect them in terms of their, you know, desiring or wanting to have sex. So they have, women have a lot more difficulty in climaxing or reaching orgasms than men because of the anatomy and because of, you know, they basically have one male hormone, and we have several hormones that we have to balance compared to the men. So when it comes to a man, it's really easy to treat. And I try to encourage them because if you don't use it, you lose it. And when they come to me and they don't talk about it, I've only had one patient not want to talk about it. But generally men will open the door gladly and want to talk about it with me. I think, one, because I'm a female, and
uh-huh.
two, because no one, they've never had that opportunity to talk to somebody about it. So doctors, conventional doctors, don't really know much about it. We were not trained about this. I had to step out of the box and learn about a lot of what I have learned. But now it's becoming more commonplace. Doctors are now open to it. But, you know, again, you want to make sure you're talking to someone or to a physician that knows exactly what you're going through and listens and can understand the problem that you're having and get results. So with most men, you'll find that if you're able to connect it to their well-being, that, you know,
mm-hmm.
this helps your heart. That's when they start saying, okay, they'll listen more, they'll pay more attention. But you still have to go back almost to how they were brought up, because how we were brought up really does affect our look on sex. And so when you're trying to talk to somebody, if someone's had a very sheltered life or a very protected life or a very religious upbringing, then you'll find that their looks or their talk about sex might be a little bit more constrained. And so you want to sort of like go back into that and have them understand that they might need some counseling, and then I'll refer
mm-hmm.
them for some counseling also. But for the most part, you want to encourage them, be positive, and let them understand that, you know, men are having sex into their 70s and 80s, and even 90s. I've got one or two patients into their 90s having a great sexual relationship. So if they want to, they can. And if they don't want to, they're entitled not to also. But I always connect the two. Your sexual in performance, or if you're not performing sexually, it will also inhibit your heart, because again, the hormones, the pheromones, the good circulation that arises from having sex is really beneficial. And the studies now show that you need at least two orgasms a week, and you can actually prolong your life you live longer by having two orgasms.
Wait.
Yeah, that's what studies show. It came out last year. So when I tell guys that, they say, hold on, Dr. Kathy, let me record this so I can tell it to my partner, to my wife. She won't believe me. I say, okay, I'll record it, and I'll say it again. And they take it up and they tell their wives, of course, the wives get mad with me, Dr. Kathy. What do you mean? And I say, yep. That's the documentation. Now, that's the statistics. Now, if you have orgasms twice a week, you live longer.
Wow. So where does I don't know what you call them, Viagra and those kinds you know, where does that play in, you know, because you see
I love it because, you see, I have some natural supplements and I have Viagra, Cialis, Levitra. They're a blessing because, number one, we have so much high blood pressure, especially among our African Americans. So when this magic pill came out, I mean, oh my goodness, it blew the tops off any other prescription pill because a lot of patients that have high blood pressure use this because guess what? It brings down the blood pressure. So many people get confused.
Oh, how that works.
Yeah, they say to Dr. Kathy, they didn't know. I said, yeah, Viagra can lower your blood pressure. Okay, so it has some other benefits. Cialis now has been approved to treat enlarged prostate. So it will actually improve the prostate. So there's so many benefits for it. But, again, each person is different. So anyone coming in, you know, I usually do try some Viagra. I do try some Cialis. Or if they prefer, I'll use the herbs. I have a new supplement coming out for men and for women, Manahan 1, Manahan 2, and for women. It's called for women. And there are natural supplements that will improve the circulation to the groin and help men and women function sexually much better. If they don't want to try the Viagra or Cialis, I will give them that. So depending on the patient, I will encourage them and give them a sample. Sometimes I give out samples for them to try it and see which they prefer. Again, the most important thing is, in the groin, when it's closed, when circulation is constricted, there's no blood flow. So you really want to improve the blood flow to the groin with these supplements or these, you know, medicine, these prescriptions. And, of course, you also want to encourage diet change and exercise to also work in conjunction with the supplements and the prescriptions. So, again, you want to get that area alive and not keep it dark, because if you keep it dark, bad things happen. You know, you want good blood flow, you want detoxification, you want a cleaning up of that area internally because no one really looks at it for a long time. I mean, I've had so many cases where a woman will say she's never had an exam in 20 years, that she's too old. I'm like, no, you still have to make sure that down there is doing well. And then, too, you want to check them if they don't have any hernias and testicular growth, because they can have growth from their testicles, and they're not checking. So I teach every man and woman to make sure they have their exams so that they are able to make sure that things are okay down there. But yes, Viagra is beautiful. It's Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra. Those are the three that came out, and I'm sure there's more coming out now that help the circulation in the groin. That's the main focus of those medications.
So is that the treatment for erectile dysfunction, or is that?
It is one, yes. It is one, yes. And women can use it, too. There are some women I have given it to, and again, depending on the situation, yes. Women have been very responsive to it.
And so in what case would a woman use Viagra?
Circulation. If I find that the circulation in a woman's groin is not very good, I will give them Viagra because it helps the circulation to that area. You know, the clitoris needs circulation. The vagina needs, you know, circulation to wake it up. Yeah.
Okay, wake it up. I'd like
that. Yes. And some people are too awake, so I always say, okay, let's find out a good, happy balance. So you always want to find out exactly what women are going through because, again, you know, you have premature ejaculation, you have people that cannot ejaculate. So, again, it's such an individual issue that you've got to take your time and talk with each person. And and trying different things until you find the right answer. But everyone will get a physical, and everyone will have their hormone levels checked. Testosterone, progesterone, and estradiol. Those are the three main hormones.
So it's all hormone-related, basically?
Yes, yes, because the hormones, that's their main function, to improve your sexual performance in terms of whether you're trying to have a baby or produce sperm or eggs. Those are the hormones that are all involved, and they reduce dramatically as we age. So I try to bring them back up naturally, and once you bring them back up, you see an improvement in your sexual health. And these hormones are also important to fight disease, because when we're young, we have very high levels of it, and when we get old, they start to come down, and that's when disease comes up. When these hormone levels go down, disease has a party because there's nothing there to fight it off. So you need your hormones to fight off disease also.
Oh, okay. Is there some type of preventative techniques that we should be doing to maintain our sexual health?
Yes, yes. You know, for me, there are a number of them. I mean, I'll say them very quickly. You know, you've got to exercise. You've got to eat well. And when I say eat well, put away the junk. You got to stop eating the junk, because the junk is clogging your arteries and blocking the circulation. Sleep, oh my goodness, sleep is crucial, because when you go to sleep, about 2 a.m., 3 a.m., that's when you make your hormones. A lot of your hormones are made at night, growth hormone in particular. Then you want to de-stress. Stress is such a killer of not only desire and hormones, but I'm a believer that, you know, stress causes cancer. You know, you keep on stressing, your body just keeps on going into this unhealthy, stressful mode, and it just keeps your body dark, and then all these negative things can happen and grow. So those are real quick preventative tips. Get rid of the stress. And if you can't get rid of stress, learn to handle stress. Stress is going to come. I remember asking my mother, Mom, does stress ever go away? She goes, never. It never goes away. We're always going to have stress. And that means you've got to learn how to deal and handle stress. Because if we can't handle stress, that's what destroys us. So making sure that you're handling stress better. And again, sometimes you're going to need some help to do that. So I encourage you to always find a provider that will help you deal with your stress. And then, you know, try and think positively and be around positive people. When you're around negative people, they pull you down. When you're around positive people, they lift you up. So stay away from negative people. These are all preventions that I always encourage in my practice.
Yeah, yeah, stress is, I know, is a real killer. So, basically, if you, in terms of handling stress, I know breathing, a lot of people I know, including myself, meditate, and I find that is such a help because it helps bring oxygen into your lungs, because your part of the meditation is the breathing. And so it's bringing oxygen into your blood and cleaning out your lungs and just calming you down.
Yoga is a great exercise to teach you how to meditate too, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yoga can teach you how to meditate.
Yoga involves the breathing off.
Yes.
And stretching of the limbs and just being in the moment.
Teach you how to breathe. Teach you how to just slow down in the roughness of your, you know, week. Take that time and just meditate, like you said. Even if it's for 5 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes in the morning, 15 minutes in the morning. Just taking that time, just be by yourself. No music. Listening to the sound of the birds, or just looking out of the window, looking at the trees or the sun, or even the rain. Just taking that time to be by yourself and at peace with yourself. Going into meditation, there are books, there are CDs, there's, you know, the OM music. You can learn a lot of these things on your own. You can take it as far as you want to. But again, depending on how far you want to go, there's still, you know, other things you've got to take into consideration, which, again, is exercise and diet change and being around positive people and sleeping well. So not one thing works. You want to incorporate a little bit of all these things as much as you can. And it's not going to be immediate. It's going to be something you're probably going to do slowly with time. So just don't beat yourself up and say, oh, my gosh, how am I going to do all these things? Just do little steps, baby steps, and you'll find, you know, eventually you'll feel better. You'll be motivated to do more and do more, which is really important.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I understand you have a book that's coming out.
Yes. I have a book I'm writing.
We
want to
hear more from you.
Thank you. I have a book. I wrote a chapter with Jack Canfield. He wrote the Chicken Soup series. I'm not sure whether you're familiar with the Chicken Soup series. He had a few great bestsellers that he wrote, and I'm writing a chapter in his book. I'm also working on my own book. I've been working on my book for a little while now, but I'm working on my own book coming out. It's going to be entitled, I'm Hoping You Need a Doctor Like Me. That's going to be the title of my book. You need
All
a
right,
doctor
okay.
Like me. Yes, you need someone you can talk to, someone you can get real answers from, not only in the regular world, but in the holistic alternative world. You need people that can listen to you and respond to your questions and your needs and like pieces of a puzzle, try and put you back together again, you know? Because all of us are in need of someone to listen to and to trust. So that's the next book coming out, You Need a Doctor Like Me.
All right. So and so the book that's coming out this fall with Jack
Soul
Canfield?
Soul of Success.
Okay.
Soul of Success.
And that talks about health and
wealth? It talks about success, wealth, yes, success, wealth, and health. Just trying to be successful in terms of your health and in terms of your wealth. And, of course, Jack Canfield is a motivator, so he talks a lot about how to keep motivated and how to be positive and get what you want from life. I've been a longtime follower of Jack Canfield, so I'm honored to write a chapter in his book. And my chapter, of course, is about sex. Mm-hmm. Hey, you know me. I'm really, really into sex. I love healthy sex. And I always say, you know, put some caveats in there. Number one, make sure it's safe sex. And number two, get tested. You need to be tested. Make sure your partner, whoever you're with, has been tested. You've got to be smart. You know, these days things are happening and you have no idea. It's changed from back in the old days. So you've got to be smart. You know, play it safe. Mm-hmm. Use, you know, condoms. Make sure that, you know, you've been tested and he's been tested and everyone's been tested so that you don't get yourself in trouble. Because a lot of people don't realize that they can say they've been tested, take a look at it, make sure you have documentation that they've been tested.
So, let's talk about testing for a second. They sell a lot of the kits now in
mm-hmm,
the
mm-hmm.
pharmacy. Recommend those? Or?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. They're actually sent out to approved, you know, labs. The finger stick. I think it's a finger stick that they do for some of these tests. Yes. So they are really, really. America's a great country. I mean, we're advanced. Technology has allowed us to move further and further into things that are over the counter, which is a blessing. So we don't have to go through all these steps to get tested. So I do encourage you, yes, over-the-counter tests.
We don't have any excuse now, you know.
That's right. No excuse. But you still need your physical. You still need to come in, find a doctor that you like, come in, get your physical. You don't like a doctor, find another doctor. Just keep on going until you find a doctor that you like. And there are plenty of us out there. I trust me, there are plenty of us doctors out there that love to take care of patients, okay?
Mhm. That's right. Okay, so we got your book, and Hot Talk is debuting this summer.
This summer, yes. That's going to be fun.
So tell us about Hot Talk.
Hot Talk, I'm hoping to talk with different people about sex. I love talking about sex because when you talk, you find out all these different fears and all these different I don't know what I should say, ideas or stories that they've been brought up with. And then you hear some of these things that's like, oh, my gosh, how long have you been believing this? And And it's moved from one generation to another generation. I'm like, oh, no. And I think a lot of that is said to people so that they don't have sex, but not realizing uh-huh. that can also make them scared of sex, you know. So I remember talking to a gentleman that wrote a book, and he said, I can satisfy any woman in the world. And I said, oh, my goodness, that's great. That means you ask women, you know, what they want or what they need. He said, no, that's not what he does. I said, what do you mean, no, that's not what you do? You don't ask the women? He goes, no, he doesn't. He just has a, you know, a particular pattern or a particular formula that works. And, then, you know, in the back of my head, I said, oh, boy, you know, because it's not that easy. Each woman is different. You've got to communicate. If I,
yeah,
you
it's
know,
all about communication.
Yeah, if there's one thing I'll, you know, say, if someone says if there's one thing you'd advise, for me it's communication. It's being able to talk with your partner and find out what he likes and you find out what she likes so that you can both learn each other. It might not be the best the first time, the second time will get better, third, fourth, you know, by the end of a year or two, boom, you guys are, you know, just know each other very well. But you don't if you don't talk. One has to communicate.
Mhm. Mhm. Wow. So this is a internet-based show that's coming out.
Yes. Yes. And we're going to communicate. We're going to talk, and we're going to try and get rid of all sorts of crazy stories that people are carrying in their brain, and try and answer questions. And there's so many questions that people have that, you know, they're not able to get the answers to, whether they're shy or whether they just don't want to disturb the doctor because they're only in the doctor's office for 5 minutes. But yeah, my game plan is to go across, you know, the nation and just answer questions about sex. So Hot Talk is going to talk about sex and inhibitions, bad stories, good questions, bad questions, good positions, bad positions, good experiences, bad experiences that, you know, all of us have in the bedroom.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so necessary. You know,
I
know so many women who, you know, men too, who,
yeah,
like you said, are very just know how to do things one way, actually never learned
mm-hmm.
to do things
mm-hmm.
different ways.
Mm-hmm.
There are different positions that you can try. There are different enhancements
yeah.
that you,
yeah.
As you're exploring, that
yeah.
they can use.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's not just supposed to be a
one way
something done one way for
right.
You know, reproduction, that there's
right. several ways.
There are other ways, and it's supposed to be an enjoyment for your you
right.
know right?
Yes, it's really supposed to be a gift that you give one another. You know? It's part of love. It's part of love. It's you're sharing a gift that, you know, God has given us to enjoy. Yes, to procreate is one use of it. But when those creations have gone out of the house and you're by yourself, you want to be able to enjoy yourself. Even if you're, you know, divorced by yourself, there are ways to make yourself enjoy this gift that we have, which I tell patients all the time, you know, if you don't do it, your body should naturally do it for you, you know. And, you know, men have that experience and women have an experience because the body does want that experience. We're born like that. Now, if you're not having that experience because you've turned it off, come see a doctor like me and we'll turn it back on and get you that experience where you are enjoying it. And, of course, we've got to, you know, be careful. There are patients out there that have been abused and raped and battle with having and enjoying sex. But there is help out there. We're in America. We're not in other countries that, you know, it's taboo. We're here. We're blessed. You know, we can get treated for so many things. And, you know, if we have it, why not reach out and get that help?
Right, right. It's a stress reducer, too, isn't it?
Oh, yes, exercise, right? Good exercise, right? It tells you you're out of shape if you can't do it for a certain length of time. It's like, oh, boy, I got to go to the gym. And hopefully that will also get you to the gym. Yes, yes. You know, they have in the gym all those exercises where you can, you know, spread your legs. You learn to spread your legs. It's like, oh, my gosh, I can't spread my legs. I got to go and practice more, right? They have the ones that will enhance, yes, enhance your flexibility. You know, you want to be more flexible. Because I know I had a patient once where I wanted to do an exam, and her legs would hardly open up. I couldn't open her legs.
Wow.
And I had to send her to an orthopedic doctor, and she had surgery on both hips.
Wow.
Because she could not open her legs. And she had no idea she couldn't open her legs until I was trying to do an exam. You know, that means she wasn't having any sex, because you can't have sex without opening your legs. And there it was.
Exactly.
The legs weren't opening, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. You know? And she had to have both hips replaced. So, you know, that is something you do in exercise, opening your legs, stretching, and, you know, once you get more flexible and you stay youthful, you stay young, your body stays oiled. It's like a machine. You want to keep on maintaining your car, maintain your body, and do things that will keep you youthful or keep you active. Because the more you slow down, the more you age. The more you move, the more youthful you are. You feel those young kids, how they move from one chair to the other? That's what I tell my patients.
Yeah.
I want you to move like a youth, young person. My daughter once said, oh, Mom, look at that person. She's pushing that cart so slowly. She wanted to honk her horn. I said, don't honk her horn. She's pushing the cart slowly because she's got some issues. So she says, Mom, you don't push a cart like that. Because when I push a cart, I'm moving. One, two, three, four, let's go. But that's because she has some issues, you know. So I encourage patients all the time, when you get up from a chair, if you can't get up quick, learn, practice to get up quick. You can't move from one part of the house to another part of the house. Learn, practice slowly to move quick, because that's all you use. That's all exercise. You can't go to the gym, go up and down the stairs, or walk to the the mailbox, back and forth. There's simple things you can do to keep your blood flow moving, even in one place.
I once lost 10 pounds just by walking.
But be careful, right? You've got to make sure your heart can handle that weight loss. You can have to be careful that your joints, your knees don't get, you know, arthritic, or you get arthritis from that. Because I've had people do that and create injuries. So you listen to your body. So whatever it is you can't do, find something else to do, right? If you can't walk, even jogging in one spot or a trampoline. That's one of my favorite exercises, a trampoline. You know, the round mini trampoline? You buy a mini trampoline, just up and down. That will just improve so much of the lymphatics, help the blood flow, help the lymphatic circulation and drain, and you just clean out. And you can get it at Walmart, you know, any of these stores for real cheap.
Wow, yeah. Jumping rope.
Dancing. The salsa. Dancing is great. And again, if you can't do any of that, just moving your arms up and down, moving your legs up and down in bed, you know, hitting dumbbells and picking them up and dropping them. If you don't have dumbbells, just pick up one of your toys or one of your pots or one of your pans, anything. Just get yourself moving. And surround yourself with people that make you motivated, happy. You want to join a group to exercise, that's fine. Get a friend, your neighbor. Oh, let's go and walk around the block. Join people. Don't be cooped up in the house by yourself. Get out. Smile. Laugh. You know, laughing is such a positive exercise and such a positive experience for the body. The body loves to laugh. You know, we all say, number one, which is important to somebody. You want to laugh with somebody. You always want to be happy with somebody.
That's important too. You were talking about surrounding yourself with positive people.
Yes, very, very important. Well, I hope I answered a lot of your questions, and hope I helped you with your passion night. Today is the evening of passion for you, huh?
Yes, yes. You know, I really appreciate you coming on.
Thank you.
And we hope to hear more from you, you know, in the future.
No problem. You just give me a call.
You know,
I'll be on
you, continue with the tour and debut your book. Get in touch and we'll have you right back on here.
Thank you.
So
call
we appreciate
me
Dr.
Thank you.
Passion has a new doctor.
Yes, and look me up on Dr. Kathy MD. That's Facebook, Dr. Kathy MD. Twitter, Dr. Kathy MD. Pics. No, Pics is Instagram. Tweets is Twitter. Dr. Kathy MD, DrKathyMD. Tweets, TweeTS. That's Twitter. And then Dr. Kathy MD. Pics, PICS. And my number is 770-632-6093. That's the office number. I know you have that, Regina. And so you can contact me anytime you have questions, or come give us a visit, okay?
All right. Well, thank you very
thank
much
you.
For coming on. Look forward
to
seeing you.
Oh, yeah, my website. And my website, Regina, www.kathymd.com. Kathy, C-A-T-H-Y, MD.com.
Yes, that's Kathy with a C.
With a
All
C.
All right.
Thanks, Regina.
KathyMD.com.
Thank
All
you.
All right, Dr. Kathy. You.
Take care now. Thanks. Bye.
All right. You take care.
All right. All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. You heard it from Dr. Kathy. We had a good show tonight. Nice conversation. Feel free to catch up with us next Friday with Politic Global. We'll be coming at you live with another wonderful topic. All right. Take care.